Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Barrett Ejectician, Ryan Huang with you. It's time now for Mind Your Business.
And this is something we've been talking about for some time, right? With employees slowly returning to the office again, this debate over what's better, working from home, working in the office, working from anywhere, and is working from home indeed leading to greater productivity?
Well, for our next guest, working from home has been a blessing in disguise for him. He didn't just work from home. He also started a company called Lenda and even obtained his master's at the same time. And he became a first-time father. Whew. Well, Chuan Wei Zhang, the CEO and co-founder of Lenda, is on the line with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
And congratulations on everything that you've achieved.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
I mean, yeah, it was a difficult year, right?
Gosh. I mean, it's the balancing act of all balancing act. What's your secret there?
Well, I think a lot of communication and a lot of support from people around you. It could be your classmates. It could be, you know, your family members. I think support and communication is key.
We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. I'd like to know more about Lenda, though. I understand it's an on-demand rental marketplace platform. You've got an extensive range of things that consumers can rent from partner businesses and, of course, from peers as well for short-term use. What gave you the idea to do this at this time during quite a tough period for everyone, actually?
Yes, so the idea originated from, during a honeymoon between me and my wife in Scandinavia. So we saw, very interestingly, they have stores that are dedicated to loan things out to the community, right? So I think it's a very good a concept. So we wanted to bring this concept back to Singapore to build a circular economy through collaborative consumption. So it started off as a community project. We launched an app on the Play Store and iOS store. So the whole concept was, the idea was a peer-to-peer sharing for every product under the sun. Of course, that led to Lendor today.
Right. So in other words, we could describe it as subscription for tech. Could you tell us more?
Yes. So of course, we did a bit of pivot. So we relaunched in September 2020, right in the middle of pandemic. Did a bit of pivot to focus more on B2C and more focus on electronic and consumer tech product, because that was the period where everyone was working from home, home-based learning. At the same time, we met one of our early investors. He runs Singapore's largest B2B IT reseller. So he has thousands of good condition IT products, laptops, phones, tablets sitting in their warehouse. I think that was the period where everyone needed a device to, you know, suddenly a family of five, each of them would need an IT equipment, right? In the past, you could have three children sharing a piece of tablet or a laptop, right? So that led to us pivoting and focusing on consumer tech. So today we offer short-term renters anywhere from 1 to 8, or from days to weeks. And we also offer long-term subscriptions for these tech devices.
You see, the rental and subscription prices are not cheap. They're quite steep in some cases. And you are very transparent about it. You give them the prices and then you tell them how much it would cost to buy the product, right? So some people might say, hey, might as well buy it. You know, it's just a little bit more than renting it for a month. How exactly do you make it work? I mean, who exactly are you targeting that would be more open to renting rather than buying?
Yes, so I would say, you know, the price range, it really depends on the duration, right? So if you're looking for something short, a quick 1 to 2 days, then the prices are a little bit higher due to the logistic cost and et cetera, right? But if you're going for a longer-term subscription, then it's going to make a lot more sense, because one of our target market are small businesses, right? When if you're looking at renting for a longer period of time, 12 months, 18 months, then it is a subscription model where the monthly payments you're going to make is way less than the capital expenditure you're going to make when purchasing an expensive equipment like a laptop. If you have 10 staff, you need to spend like 20,000 to get, you know, 20 computers. Mm. You know, with monthly subscription, it's just $50 per laptop, right? So we're protecting the cash flow in that sense.
Mm. Very try now, buy later type of concept that also works. You also rent out video game consoles. I mean, what kind of market share does that give you?
Yes, it is during the pandemic especially, it's very popular equipment. And our average renters is around 14 days, somehow coincide with the quarantine periods.
Oh.
So yes, we were, during quarantine periods, we were renting out a lot of these devices to hotels, basically for people to kill time. So I think one of the biggest use cases is really experiential, right? Some their parents renting from us during the holidays, they just want their children to experience that during the holidays and not any other time of the year, right? So short-term renters and long-term renters have a different customer demographic.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So you really have to identify them and target them appropriately. You talked a lot about how things changed during the pandemic and demand in certain areas actually went up because of the pandemic. As we move out of pandemic conditions, I'm sure you will see a change again in terms of demand. How do you plan to address that? I mean, what are some of the enduring trends you're observing and how do you plan to address those?
Yes, so I think what we've done over the last couple of years was to really build up a large assortment of products through our merchant partners. That allows us to, offer a very wide range from short-term to long-term, serving B2C and B2B. And yes, today, we're happy to see the events industry coming back, right? I think back in 2020, it was completely disrupted. So events, there are events coming in to rent more on short-term on either on a weekly basis or just over-the-weekend events. So I think we have well-positioned ourselves. There's really enough assortment to cater to their specific needs. Yeah.
Would you need to pivot marketing-wise to a different type of customer?
So I think in terms of pivoting, we've always had a team focus on B2C and a team focus on going out to hit the B2B market.
Okay.
So, that has been what we've been doing and working on over the last 2 years. So at this moment, we have a good split, 50-50 from coming from consumers and businesses.
Tell us more about some of the challenges you faced as you were starting out in this business. I understand convincing consumers that renting is okay as opposed to always only buying was one of them.
I guess one of the challenges is that mindset shift. I think you're very right. Singapore consumers are pretty pragmatic, right? They would make the calculations, it's maybe worth it to buy rather than rent. But I think along the way, we see a greater consumer awareness. It could be due to sustainability, right?
Mm.
And it could be also due to the angle where they just don't want to waste. The utility rate of some of the things that we buy and store at home is so high, it's so low, right? Sometimes it just makes, even though economical sense may not make sense, in the short term, but in the long term, it makes a lot of sense. So I think this is where we've put a lot of effort in sharing the message, right? It's not just about, just renting equipment, but also the overall bigger picture about sustainable goals that we're trying to achieve.
We're on the line this morning with Chuan Weizhang, who is the CEO and co-founder of Lendo. Weizhang, talking a little bit more about your personal life during the pandemic, taking your master's. Let's talk a little bit about the motivation there. And, I too went to study and I found the greatest learning point was hearing the war stories from the lecturers and the people around you. What was it for you?
Yes, I think it's important, not just for the certificate. For me, it's really the learning journey, right? So getting a master's, right in the middle of starting a startup, I was able to apply, whatever I'm learning straight back into the company, right? So I see a lot of value in that. So that was a motivation in me going out to just further myself and expand my horizon. And not just learning from the lecturers, right, but also from peers as well.
Yeah, it is about real learning, right? Not just about, living in this culture of credentialism. So I'm glad you talked about some practical things. But tell me more about that journey, that need to want to become an entrepreneur. Because at one point, you held down a job, right? I believe you were in design or something to that effect. So what made you decide, you know, I want to take charge and do something on my own? Because I think you might be able to share some things that would be inspirational to others who are thinking of doing the same today.
Yes, prior to this, I was lecturing in one of the local polytechnic. It was, you know, to take the plunge, having a cushy and stable job to take the plunge to do a startup. I think there has to be some passion and there has to be some form of calling, right? So I think that perhaps part of my midlife crisis, right, having that calling, having that passion, I think for me, being an entrepreneur, I thought it's a privilege to be one, right? It means that I was able to do it. Not everyone has the luxury to be able to do it, right? I mean, life throws you in different directions. So I think everyone goes through some form of midlife crisis. Perhaps that's the midlife crisis I'm going through.
It's turned around productively. And it sounds like you're used to talking to young people and giving advice to young people. What's your advice to young entrepreneurs? And has that changed post-master's degree?
Yes, I think many a times, even all of us, right, not just young people, sometimes we look for short-term gains, right? And it's getting harder and harder, you know, for us to look further, right, when you talk about charting your career. So even the younger people, I mean, we talk about pursuing a different kind of career path than the other, the Gen X or the Gen Ys, right? Yeah. Today, the Gen Zs. You know, I think it's the way I see it is really is to help people to see a longer term when they're moving into a career. And even for entrepreneurship, right, the rewards are not immediate, right? But whatever you build a couple of years down the road, it can have potential impact, right? So I think this is the post-masters, I see that I was able to widen my horizon and to be able to look at my own career path and say the same thing to myself as well, to really look forward.
And all of this learning could come through life experience as well, not necessarily just a master's, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk about the company's future. So you're at this stage right now. How can you possibly take it even further, considering consumers changing behaviors and various other things?
Yes, I think one of the challenges, of course, we faced in the last couple of years was that shifting consumer and changing consumer mindset, right? But we've seen that, you know, today consumer behaviors are changing rapidly. There is even a large base of our customers are millennial and Gen Z. They have a different perception, different consumption pattern. So I think it's about tapping on those shifting behavior today. The next generation, they grew up with sharing services. They grew up with mobile application, right? They grew up with a lot of instant gratification. So I think one of the things that we did when we ran our business was that, hey, you can go to the app and book something and we will have it delivered in 4 hours, right? So you know, this is where I think we're very user-centric and consumer-centric. And I think that's important for every business.
We've been speaking with Chuan Weizhang, who is the CEO and co-founder of Lendor. Appreciate your time this morning, Weizhang. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.